Okay, so the next thing that we actually have on our agenda is something that's actually a little different for us because it only happens every 10 years, is the biennial reapportionment of school board nominating districts. So, and I think that we have our speaker, I think, on the phone.
Yes.
We do. Okay, so just as background, Delaware Code requires the state election commissioner to reapportion the school board nominating districts for Brandywine, Christina, Colonial, and Red Clay every 10 years with the approval of the state board. So this is an adjustment of the nominating district lines to reflect the population changes documented per the 2020 U.S. Census. So on the line today, we are pleased to welcome State Election Commissioner Anthony Albenz and his colleague Christopher Ramos. They're going to present some information about the process. They also are going to be available. They're going to provide some background, answer questions tonight. And tonight it's information only. We will have to take action in December. So I do want to make sure that before they start talking, any questions, you know, and you're thinking about follow-up, we really want to make sure that we're asking them tonight or shortly thereafter so that they have time to address them and get back to us, because this is, again, action in December. So with that, I'm going to open it up to Mr. Ramos and Mr. Albenz.
Good evening. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the members of the board for allowing us to be present with you virtually tonight and to speak with you. Again, my name is Anthony Albenz. I'm the State Election Commissioner. Chris Ramos is on the line. As mentioned, he's the Director of Information Technology for the Department of Elections. I also have with us listening in Tracy Dixon, who's our County Director for the Newcastle County Office, as well as Dave Galewski. Dave's our Deputy Director for the Newcastle County Office. And I appreciate the introduction, which was very informative and covered a lot of ground. As mentioned, every 10 years, as many of you are familiar with and know, of course, we recently completed a census. And following the census is the reapportionment process. And many of you may, of course, have heard of that process, certainly for the General Assembly, for other bodies such as county councils or levy court in the case of Kent County, City of Wilmington, City Council, any representative body. And per Delaware Code, Title 14, Section 1066, the four northern Newcastle County school districts, again, Brandywine, Colonial, Christina, and Red Clay, do need to have their their nominating districts reapportioned, the seven nominating districts in each of those school districts. As you all, I'm sure, are familiar, of course, when school board members run for office, they file their nominations from the nominating district in which they reside, that portion, that geographical portion of the school district. But of course, voting is at large. Any member of the, any resident in that district who wishes to vote, in fact, votes for members at large. So the criteria for this reapportionment, as was mentioned, is the decennial census, which was recently completed. And what the code dictates that we are to do, myself or our office is to do, is to reapportion those nominating districts and in reflecting the changes in population numbers, and to create basically nominating districts that are roughly equivalent in terms of population. There is no set deviation criteria, meaning that there is no set percentage, if you will, deviating from the ideal number. So essentially we just, you know, very practically take the total number of individuals who were counted in the census within the boundaries of the school district, divide that by seven and arrive at essentially an ideal number. There is no deviation factor, if you will. For example, there's no per se statement in the code that the deviation can be no more than 5% from that median, if you will, that ideal number within the nominating districts. However, the districts that we are presenting to you tonight for consideration, all of them are well within a range of 5%. In fact, many of them do not deviate any more than 1% or most 2% from that ideal number. And this information, like, we did provide to the board, and I believe they provided that to you. We have provided drafts of the individual district maps as well as overview maps that show how all those representative, all those nominating districts, excuse me, how they are how they would appear overall in the scope of the school district, as well as those population numbers. And again, as mentioned, all this is derived from the United States Census. So what the charge by code is that the State Board of Education, after we prepare these and present this draft to you, that you are asked to review this and to, if you desire, to approve it. And certainly that approval is to take place and the adoption is to take place by January 1st of 2022. These districts are also reviewed by the State Board of Elections, and they are asked to also approve them. So we are scheduled to also have them discuss this and ideally approve them at their December meeting. And they would then go into effect for 2022 for school board elections beginning next calendar year. I would like to let you know that the changes that we're proposing to the nominating districts are very minor and extremely minor, might I add, if I would. One item I'd like to add just as a side note, if you will, and this is not a consideration that we made in drawing the new nominating districts, but once they were completed, once the draft nominating districts that we presented to you tonight were completed, we did take a look at the locations of current school board members that are currently serving as to from which nominating districts they would file for office where they reside. And in fact, these proposed districts do not impact any of those members. In other words, all of those members remain in their current nominating districts. So there would be no change. There would be no members that are no longer located in their current nominating districts. As was mentioned, we're presenting this tonight for your review and certainly for your feedback. And certainly if there is feedback, we'll be happy, of course, to take that. And certainly if there needs to be any revisions to the drafts, we'll be certainly happy to prepare those materials and present them to the board again for your review and for your consideration before you ultimately would adopt them. So that basically in a nutshell is what this is. As was mentioned, is one of those things that happens rarely. It only happens every 10 years, of course, after the census. And that would be the process, essentially, like I said, in a nutshell. So I thank you for your time and certainly welcome any questions that there may be.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. We already have a question. Mr. Lundfink.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Albans, thank you very much for your presentation. It was very helpful. I guess my question ties into the city of Wilmington. The city of Wilmington will then, and this is, I don't know if this is in code or custom or tradition, the city of Wilmington will have a representative within the city limits on each of the three school boards that have schools in Wilmington, I assume.
Right. We did not change anything with that, right, regarding the districts. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And would that be one representative for within the city limits as is currently for each school district?
Right. The distribution of the districts, right, they did not change. Our charge only is to ensure that the existing configuration basically reflect the current population by census.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Loving. Are there further questions from board members?
I have a question.
Dr. Noble?
This is Audrey Noble, Mr. Albans. I'm kind of curious, I don't know the history of this particular regulation, but I'm wondering, why is it the other counties are not reviewed in this same way? Why is it just these four school districts?
As you mentioned, it is in code. So these are the only ones that are defined by code for this process to take place. So, but that is as it's defined in Delaware code. Yes, it is the only addresses the four Northern New Castle County districts.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the history of this. I mean, when you think about population changes, there's probably more population change going on in Sussex County in the last 10 years than there has been in Newcastle County. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering why there hasn't been a discussion of thinking about this same process for the other districts in the state.
Sure. Yeah, that would be right. Again, we're just going historically, right, from how the code was written, right?
Okay. I think that would be something that, you know, from a follow-up standpoint, we can look into that, because I think that's more someone who would have some of the history from a legislative background, since it's in code.
Okay.
So we will round back on that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we have the right people in the room to answer that question.
Before I got here.
Do you have a follow-up question?
But no, I was agreeing. I think maybe RDA can take a look at that. Maybe the history there is would be helpful to understand that. I don't know if it's linked to the desegregation issues in Newcastle County or.
I think it's worth following up so that we can get a little bit
more
information. Do we have any further questions or comments? Anyone on the line?
This is Reverend Powell. I have a question for edification, if you would. And knowing that this process is done every 10 years, and we have been confronted with this pandemic over the last 2 years, this is really a challenge for, I guess, accuracy with regards to this process. I'm reflecting back of the challenges that census takers were getting to get the information because of COVID. And so I'm asking you the question, how reliant do you think the data is from prior census information to current census information to inform your recommendation?
The question, I'm sorry, that is for me, Craig. The question with the census, the census information that all of the reapportionment processes are directed to use is either the official census data that was released to us that we received ultimately in August, or the state, I should say, received ultimately in August. So we are required by code to go with whatever the official census results are, and those are what's been provided and what we've used. So
as it relates to population, did you see a significant change from the prior census data in segments of the school districts or in Wilmington or in Newcastle County, or was it pretty much flat, or was that beyond your scope of this project? Because I know the census census taking was one process, and that informs your process, I believe, with regards to population and deviations and so forth. So I'm just trying to get edified to understand. Do you kind of drill down with that data also and compare to see what the impact of COVID had on this process?
Well, we don't know that in particular. What we do is, again, we take like I mentioned, we have to take the official data as presented. We did look at the districts based on what the census the census data presented to us was, comparing them to what the prior nominating district populations were, and to note the deviation. And we did, as I mentioned, we've had to make some changes. We certainly saw changes. We certainly saw areas where they were needed to be adjusted to come more closely in balance. So there certainly were changes, but in terms of accuracy of census data itself, I certainly am not qualified to comment on that. But we are directed on to use whatever the official results are that are presented to the state, which is what we had to use.
Reverend Powell, did you have a follow-up on that?
No, I'm pretty clear on the response. I just had a question about that. I knew it was a significant challenge with getting census data in certain communities because of COVID. And I just wanted to make sure that everyone was fairly represented and the data is accurate as I guess as much as they can. That's the moral question.
Understood. That was certainly an issue when they were trying to collect all of the data. So it would be interesting to know, and again, you're not going to know who you're missing, unfortunately, but maybe looking to see how different it is. And I think Dr. Noble, you had a really good question as well with respect to, Sussex County and how different this county might look over the last 10 years. So two follow-ups from that. Were there any additional questions from board members? Okay, with that, I'm going to just ask if anyone has any follow-up questions as they go back and they're reviewing. There's a lot of information that was provided on eBoard with respect to what the changes might look like or will look like. So I'm just going to ask that if anyone has questions, that they get them to Ms. Honor and Ms. Smith sooner than later. So Mr. Ramos and Mr. Alvens have the time to respond, and to the extent they need to pull any data, we just want to make sure that we get that, because we will have to take a vote on this in December. So I just want to make sure that everybody has what they need in order to be able to make that vote. So with that, thank you very much. We appreciate your time and the work that you've done for this.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. And thank